Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing this evening? I want to welcome you to this brand new talk show that I've been working on. And tonight, we're going to give you the intro. Now, I hope everybody can hear me loud and clear. I got to use one of my cell phones as a microphone. So we're just still working out the kinks. But I want to welcome you to Balance and Boundaries, all right? This is a talk show for black men. And tonight's topic is, can we talk for a minute? Now, I know that sounds like an old cliche, you know what I mean? But it's real talk, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's listening to me around the world, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that I've sent the email or sent the text to, you know what I'm saying? I want to welcome y'all tonight. Now, we're going to do this show every weekend, all right, at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So big shout out to all my people out there on the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? That's listening to the sound of my voice. So check this out. I need somebody to get in the inbox and inbox me and say, yeah, West Coast, we hear you loud and clear. Now you got to understand, you're not dealing with West Coast, so that was my faux pas. You're dealing with L.A. Mobley Jr. tonight. So yes, Mr. Mobley, we hear you loud and clear. All right. So listen, I got 15 minutes to kind of give y'all a synopsis of what this show is about. Now, if anybody don't know anything about boundaries, all right, one of the things about boundaries is the acronym for BRAVING breaks down the trust into seven elements of boundaries. Number one is boundaries. Number two is reliability. Number three is accountability. Number four is vault. Number five is integrity. Number six is non-judgment. And number seven is generosity. Now, you got to understand what boundaries are when you need balance. And I'm talking to my black men right now, all right? So boundaries is setting boundaries and making clear of what's okay and what's not okay and why, all right? Now, accountability is you own your own mistakes and apologize and make amends, okay? Now, integrity is choosing courage over comfort, choosing what's right over what's fun and fast or easy, and practicing your values, not just professing them, all right? So this is what we are talking about tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I would like to welcome you to Balance and Boundaries. My name is Alain Mobley Jr. Check this out. We're down to 11 minutes in the show. What I'm talking about as far as this show goes is, ladies, you need to start learning how to listen to your man. We need to start learning how to listen to you ladies. So I'm cramming in a bunch in a little bit of time. So I want you to know that we have understanding. This show is for the misunderstood black man, just to kind of give you a synopsis. The black man is always home. The black man is always working. The black man is always there. When you pick up that phone, he's picking up that phone. When you need, he's there. When you don't need, he's there. When you need him to pick up them kids, he's there. Baking, cooking, cleaning, everything. This show is for you because I need y'all to call in at 563-999-3631 to voice your opinion on balance and boundaries. You know what I'm saying? This show is strictly for adults. No kids need to be listening to this show because I'm liable to say some outlandish shit on this show, keeping it so real. You know what I'm saying? So just let you ladies know, we want you to chime in. We want you to call in. We want you to tell and fill in the gaps where we may be missing and where we may be wrong at, because we're definitely going to tell you where you're wrong at it. We're not going to sugarcoat it. We're not going to hide it and everything. We're going to put it out on the forefront because I see a lot of relationships are going from sugar to shit, okay? Understand what I'm saying. From sugar to shit. Y'all get together, everything is popping, this, that, and the other. The mattress mambo is off the chain. But when y'all get to living with each other and everything like that and get to finding out about each other and your quirks, your qualms, your this, your that, and this, that, and the other, you start to not like that person, okay? This is one of the things that we're going to clear up. I know you're in love with that man, but do you like him? Same thing, fellas. And this is for us. We can be in love with that woman, but do we like her? This is the thing that we got to face, because a lot of us is living a lie. I'm going to be honest with y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're not being true to what we're saying and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So have you ever been told that you're brutally honest? Have you ever been told you shouldn't say it that way? You should say it this way. No. We're not here to sugarcoat nothing. We're not here to kiss nobody's ass. We're not here to hold nobody's hand. This show is for the raw and the down and the ride or die, because we're going to say some ride or die shit. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this. I'm not going to be like Ace Metaphor. Shout out to my man Ace Metaphor on Facebook. Y'all know him and this and the other. He goes off on me and not being accountable. Okay. We're going to make sure that we men are accountable, because the men that come on this show want to talk. There's this stigma going around, this stigma going around that men don't talk. We don't talk to one another. We don't talk to our women. Well, check this out, sweetie. If you would listen to us the first damn time, because men don't like repeating themselves. So if I got to keep on repeating myself and tell you what I'm doing, what I'm not doing, and this, that, and the other, and you're going through my phone and all of that and everything that there is no trust. You need to pack your shit and go, because I'm going to put you out. Because why? If the shoe was on the other foot, you would put my ass out with no questions asked. Not even trying to hear it. Not unless you are a ride or die and you want to hear this side of the story, because you know your dude. Do you really know that man that you're sleeping with? Yeah, he may got a long ass dick. He may be putting that shit down. But do you sit down and talk to that man? Do you understand where he's coming from? Do you hear him when he say, I don't like it when you do thus, thus, and so? If you're trying to do blah, 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 don't do it just for a week. And then it's over with. Listen, I got 7 minutes left in the show. We need consistency. Just like a woman says she needs consistency in her life, we need consistency too. We men go on the little things, okay? Remember this, ladies. We men go on the little things. If you're not even waking up in the morning and saying hello to my motherfucking ass, you got to go. If you're not seeing that I'm working out in the gym and I'm trimming up and I'm even watching what I eat and this, that, and the other, and you can't even say, damn, baby, you look good, and I'm always telling how good you look even when your ass is smelling funky, you got to go. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not doing any good to my motivation. You wonder why men sit around and this, that, and the other, and they drinking and they smoking and this, that, and the other. They're not motivated. Their soul is thirsty. Understand me when I say that. Their soul is thirsty. You wonder why a man's sex drive is so high. His soul is thirsty. And if you're not feeding him, trust me, he's going to find somebody that will, or he's going to occupy his mind into something that will feed his soul. We were put on this earth to hunt. Women was put on this earth as a gift to man. You're supposed to be, if we're not the head, you're supposed to be the body. You're supposed to hear what I don't hear, see what I don't see, say what I don't say, think what I don't think. And turn me on to that later on down, and later on once we're alone in the house and this, that, and the other. Women, stop degrading your man out in the streets. Men, stop degrading your woman out in the streets. Take that shit home. Talk amongst each other. Stop fucking and talk amongst each other. It goes a long damn way. Have you ever got reacquainted with your spouse, with your loved one, with your significant other? Do y'all even know what getting reacquainted is? Can you spell it? Real talk. Because this is what we got to do in 2023. You know what I'm saying? We men are not here to, carry the load. We men are not here to carry your burdens. I notice a lot of women say, well, I've been through blah, 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 blah. We have too. Okay? Men have been through the same thing you women have been through. We've been hurt. We've been scorned. We've been lied on. We've been kicked on. We've been dragged through the mud, the whole nine. So what makes you think we wouldn't understand where you're coming from when you tell us what you've been through? Think about it. You're not the only one on this earth going through something. But you want to make sure, and you want this man to be there, listen to you, this, that, and the other, confide, take care of these kids, and everything. And when you ask yourself, are you really contributing back to what he's bringing to the table? Yes, I know a lot of you women out there, y'all work, y'all bring a lot to the table. Y'all bring a paycheck and this, that, and the other, and everything like that there. You can get groceries and everything. That's what the fuck you're supposed to do. Okay? And if you're out there thinking that ain't what I'm supposed to do, if you married to that man and y'all try to build a home, that's what you're supposed to do. Okay? It's just certain things women supposed to do, certain things men supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? And we're not going to get this shit twisted. You know what I mean? 4 minutes left in the show. Look here. Check this out. This is why the death rate of black men is so high, the suicide rate. People ask me, West Coast, why are you writing the music that you write? It's because of the past that I live has been dark. Even though I had a woman in my life, the past has been dark. Why? Because she hasn't been listening to what the fuck I've been saying. You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean to put it like this, and y'all going to be like, ooh, you sound like you angry. No, I'm not angry. I'm fed up because I listened to a lot of black women put us down. I was with a woman the other day. She was here at my house and everything. The other day. You know what I'm saying? And the one thing she kept saying is, men ain't shit, 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 and men definitely ain't shit. And I had to tell her, look here, sweetie, who the fuck you think you're talking to and shit? I'm a man. So you're basically sitting here telling me that I'm not shit. Ladies, stop bringing in that past shit with the new shit you about to embark on, because we can read that shit and we get tired of that shit. For that last motherfucker that you ain't even starting to get a divorce yet. You feel what I'm talking about? But you want us to ride with your ass. Yes, we supposed to, because a lot of y'all women ride for us, depending on who we are and our status. What we doing for you. Not all women. Let's clear this up. Not all women. But 75% of y'all will ride because of what I got and what I'm doing, for what I'm about to do, for this, that, and the other. You want to be a part of it. Just like we men to do the same thing. This is a two-way street here. We're not just talking about bashing women. But this show is for the black man to speak out. Okay? Since y'all say we don't talk, let's talk. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to have balance, and we're going to have boundaries. Without boundaries, you don't have balance. Without balance, you don't have boundaries. So a lot of people that's doing what they think that they need to be doing shouldn't be doing that shit. When you, ladies, check this out. 1 minute left. When a man says he wants to get to know you, that's what the fuck he mean. Y'all know if a man coming with an ulterior motive, okay? 99% of y'all know when a man is coming with real shit and really wanting to get to know you. You feel it, you know it, and this, that, and the other. This is why you fuck him on the first night when you go on a date and everything like that, and he's trying to drop your ass off at home, and you like, well, what you doing? I ain't doing nothing. I'm about to go home. I'm trying to hang with you. You already know what's going down because it's after 8 o'clock and this, that, and the other, and like I tell women, I'm going home. Now, if you're trying to go home and do that, okay then, balance and boundaries. Man, the man is trying to drop you off, let him drop you off. That's how you get to know somebody. That way he respects you even more the next morning. If you can handle that adult situation, then handle it. Other than that, go home. Back the fuck up. This is Balance and Boundaries. I'm your host, Ale Mobley Jr., and I will catch y'all Wednesday at 8 p.m. live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank y'all for listening to me tonight. Just wanted to give y'all a quick synopsis of what this show is going to be about and what you're going to expect. I'll holler at y'all later. Peace.